Hello there. This is the People Who Read People podcast with me, Zach Elwood. This is a podcast about psychology and behavior, about understanding the things people say and do. You can learn more about it at behavior-podcast.com. This episode is just a PSA about Chase Hughes, because Chase has continued finding success at getting on popular podcasts despite his many, many lies and unethical behaviors. If you learned about Chase Hughes through the popular podcasts Diary of a CEO or Patrick Bet David's podcast or anywhere else, you should know that Chase Hughes is a fraud, a serial liar, someone who should not be trusted. And I do not use these words lightly at all. I use these words knowing that if I use them wrongly, there's a chance I could be sued by Chase for defamation or something. But it is just quite obvious to anyone who looks into this that Chase Hughes has lied about all manner of things in his past in ways that rise to the pathological, in my opinion, and maybe even criminal, depending on if people who paid him under false pretenses wanted to pursue legal action. I call Chase a serial liar and a fraud because I know that if it ever came to a trial situation, I know that any jury or judge who looked at all of this stuff, the evidence I've compiled and also the many pieces of evidence that would be waiting to be presented, for example, from people who know and who have worked with Chase personally, who have contacted me to tell me assorted details about his life, I know that any reasonable and fair person in a legal setting would come to the conclusion, yes, you were correct to call Chase Hughes a serial liar and a fraud. For that reason, I'm confident that Chase will never sue me, nor would he be likely to even talk publicly about the things I've discussed on this and other videos, other episodes, because these things are just so incredibly damning to him, and he knows that. Same reason why his behavior panel friends will avoid these things as much as they're able to. I mean, a lot of people have skeletons in their closet. Chase's closet is like an industrial-sized mausoleum at this point. This is why Chase will never be on a mainstream serious program that requires any real vetting of its guests. He will be restrained to these various podcasts, which, although they may be popular and have many views, obviously just do not care much about who their guests are, and they seem to just not give a shit about the stuff they put in front of their audience. To give you an example of what I mean when I say people are being duped in bad and harmful ways, someone contacted me thanking me for my first episode on Chase Hughes because that person had been drawn into Chase Hughes' web and were considering paying him $20,000 for his so-called graduate course. Every few days, I get emails from people thanking me for my work on this because they were starting to go down the Chase Hughes rabbit hole. One person recently wrote me that they were worried about their kid who'd been drawn into Chase's web alongside other magical thinking stuff like the law of attraction, this kind of thing. And despite not having much money, their kid was considering spending a large amount for one of Chase's products. Just to say, there is ongoing real-world harm being done on this. So this is why I keep doing these videos, these episodes. Maybe some of the people who pay Chase Hughes large sums of money are aware of the things I've brought to light. But I would guess that at least some of them, well, I know that at least some of them, are not aware of these things and would be surprised to know some of these things. Trust me when I say I have much more interesting things that I'd rather be working on. Probably much more important things, too, considering I have a lot of projects I'm trying to get to in the political polarization space. But even for this podcast, I have other things I want to focus on. I have a long list of guest and topic ideas. I'm honestly pretty frustrated, maybe even angry, that no one else has covered this and things have gotten this far with Chase. It shouldn't really fall to me to do this stuff. But that's apparently where we're at. That's the current state of the online content and information ecosystem. So until some news outlet or someone with a large audience covers this Chase Hughes stuff, and I think they will eventually, I'll keep doing this. If you know of a show or a journalist who might be interested in the fact that a fraud like Chase keeps getting attention from people like Dr. Phil on these popular podcasts, have them reach out or just encourage them to cover it. I really don't want to be covering this, but I feel like someone needs to. So please, someone help me out there. Chase is not real world famous. He doesn't even have a Wikipedia page. He's just internet famous. But I still think it's an interesting and newsworthy story, even at the meta level of what this tells us about the information system online. And I predict it will continue to get more weird and surprising as time goes on. That's just a prediction of mine, I'll say. So if you want to learn more about Chase's lies, or if you're maybe skeptical about my claim so far, you should go check out the investigation I did into Chase's past. You can find a video about that on YouTube. But it's a rather long video that goes into detail about the ways that I investigated Chase. My goal was to help people do their own research on that when they suspect they've run into a liar or a charlatan. So if you want the summary of that, the text summary, I recommend going to my website, behavior-podcast.com, and finding the first episode about Chase, which includes a summary of the key findings. But long story short, to see the absurdity of it in a nutshell, Chase went from writing a childish pickup artist book in 2007. Here's his pick and bio from the pickup artist book. Looks like he was doing some pretty impressive things in the military at that time, don't you think, based on that that book and that bio? Anyway, he went from writing that to around the same time in 2007 to 2008, promoting his own shady brand of bullshit vitamin supplements, Redshift with Neridium. He claimed that his vitamin supplement trademarked had been used by all branches of the United States Armed Forces. These intense environments put Redshift to the ultimate test and have succeeded every time. Claimed it was manufactured in a state-of-the-art facility, blah, 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 used by all these military outfits and departments. Just complete bullshit. It wasn't a well-known supplement. More details on that in the first video. Just trying to summarize. But then only 5 years after that stuff, when he set up his Chase Hughes website, he was claiming to be an expert in all of these things about helping people in investigations and policing and stuff. You know, he had things like top mistakes law enforcement officers make, advanced detections of microexpressions, foundation of nonverbal behavior, absolute importance of pupillary dilation and nostrils, setting up human behavior baselines, class exercise to commit knowledge to memory, reading parts, reading body parts. And so on. Just lots of things there. Lots of claims to expertise that he could train you. Only 2 years after that, maybe earlier. This is, you know, just when I'm finding in the internet archives. This is from his 2014 site version of his site. He claimed to be an internationally renowned, well-known expert in all sorts of things: behavior analysis, jury consulting. All sorts of things. I'll just read that because this emphasizes, you know, how early and absurdly he was claiming to be an expert in things and a famous expert. He writes that he, quote, has been involved with nonverbal research and innovation for nearly 12 years. The author of 3 books and reference volumes and over 13 articles covering topics from cult brainwashing to the use of clandestine hypnosis techniques in interrogations. Currently on active duty in the United States Navy, he has been teaching, researching, and coaching in body language, nonverbal communication, and deception detection during his entire career. His published works on cult victim deprogramming and neurology-based hypnosis have changed the way many forensic and psychiatric practitioners conduct business. Chase now lives in Little Creek, Virginia, and has worked with training and coaching interrogators, HR teams, and law enforcement. His behavioral analysis of political debates and televised crime testimonies have become the new benchmark for over 29 United States media outlets. The weaponized communication manual has gained a lot of media attention. The new manual, to be released in early 2015, contains the most advanced and comprehensive training and reference system in the world. The book focuses on the use of advanced psychology tactics, interrogation methods, profiling and exploiting human weakness, and using neurology-based hypnosis to engineer human behavior. As a recognized jury consultant, Chase has become a specialist in training legal teams to recognize and analyze body signals, from the way a shoe is laced to the inadvertent parting of the lips during questioning. You get the idea. He made all these grandiose claims, despite nothing on the internet about Chase at that time being able to be found, and for nothing to really to be able to be found during all of the 2010s, or almost all of the 2010s. Again, it doesn't take advanced research, experience, or knowledge to see the patterns of immense deception and exaggeration in Chase's life. The only really surprising thing about it is how many people he's gotten to just go along with this stuff and turn a blind eye to it. The irony is that the behavior panel itself, which claims to help people spot deception and avoid narcissists and antisocial personalities and such, they've been instrumental in helping promote Chase's bullshit and lies to many, many people. I actually think they themselves were taken off guard by all this and just can't now easily turn back. Again, the main point of me doing this video is to raise awareness. If you've watched this video thus far, I've probably already done my job, as you're probably, I think, less likely to pay Chase Hughes money under false pretenses. And I hope you also may be more skeptical of pretty much anything online you see, because Chase is a good example of what you can accomplish if you have no qualms about lying in order to, quote, succeed. And he's also just a good example of how little many of these popular shows seem to care about vetting guests and information. Just give you an example of things in that area. If Chase had approached me about doing an interview before I knew who he was, I would have taken 5 minutes and came to the conclusion that he was full of shit. There are just so many obvious red flags for anyone who cares to do a simple vetting. But so much of this boils down to perceptions. Getting on a smaller podcast leads to getting on a medium-sized podcast. Getting on a medium-sized podcast leads to getting on a larger podcast, and so on. Some of these popular podcast creators really do think only as far as, hey, another podcast that seems legit said that Chase was legit. All these people interviewing him can't be wrong, can they? But yes, many people can be wrong. The simple fact is that people aren't good at dealing with people who lie as much as Chase lies, who lie at such an extreme and pathological level. We just trust too much as people. And then people are afraid to call Chase out even when they see these things, because they think, maybe I'm missing something. All these big podcasts are having him on, right? He's on the popular show Behavior Panel, right? Maybe I'm missing something. But the only thing you're missing is how easy it is to fool people. So let's look at Chase's appearance on some of these shows. He was on the Diary of a CEO podcast a few weeks ago. I wasn't familiar with this podcast, but apparently it's one of the more popular ones, maybe one of the most popular ones. This YouTube video with Chase has 1.4 million views and was released only 3 weeks ago. And you have to remember, that's just YouTube. I would guess across all platforms and such, there are at least another million views for this, probably more. Stephen Bartlett, the guy who hosts this podcast, is really helping Chase find new fans. Stephen Bartlett is a huge promoter of Chase Hughes, let the record show. Let's watch a little of the intro where Stephen asked Chase about his credentials.
The New Year's resolutions are around the corner. I think 9% of resolutions stick.
So what advice have you got for me?
Okay, so let's say I wanted to lose weight. The first thing is realizing that all of our lives are about habits, not goals. And the second aspect of this is one of the most effective strategies to brainwash yourself to form these new habits. And that is...
Chase Hughes is a former military veteran turned world-renowned expert in behavioral analysis and human influence.
He has trained Secret Service agents, Navy SEAL leaders, CEOs, and government officials to master communication, behavioral detection, and persuasion.
You can look at three factors every single time to determine why someone was successful or why they failed. The first is self-mastery.
Who has Chase worked with? Okay, that's a good question to ask.
And who exactly have you worked with?
Lots of government agencies. Notably, I've worked with intelligence agencies. I've worked with the Psychological Operations Department, U.S. Army, which is the Special Operations Command. I've trained a lot of the U.S. Navy, leaders nowadays, and a lot of civilians are my main base of clients right now.
What do you do for intelligence agents?
So when we talk to intelligence agents, the number one thing that we train them in is recognizing human behavior. And we also teach interrogation. And we tend to teach, like, if I'm doing an interrogation, it's kind of the same as if I'm an intelligence officer somewhere trying to talk somebody into spying on their own country for us.
Again, there is no evidence that Chase Hughes has done anything impressive from a psychological perspective as part of his time during the military. From what people who know Chase have told me, he worked mainly on ships. He ended up being a quartermaster, which is a military officer who manages logistics, supplies, and equipment. So anyone who disagrees with me on this, I'd ask you to present evidence that Chase has done any trainings for any large military branch or department. I don't think that can be done, at least not as part of his official military time. Now, I think it's possible that Chase's success in the last few years, specifically due to his getting on podcasts, due to his getting on the behavior panel, his various podcast interviews, I believe those things may have led to some success in these areas, may have given him experiences that he can then speak subjectively and maybe deceptively about to imply that those things later had some connection to his time in the military. I'll give you an example of what I mean here. I noticed that this National Maritime Law Enforcement Academy place had shared some work that Chase Hughes had written on their site a while back. This is from 2018. Chase and a guy named Mark DuPont, who apparently is the executive director of the National Maritime Law Enforcement Academy, NMLEA, they had apparently collaborated on an article. So my guess is that Chase persuaded some people there that he was legit. Maybe he had a friend there. They went along with him helping them. My guess is that they probably now regret this. When I emailed Mark DuPont directly and the organization directly asking about the nature of Chase's involvement and why they worked with him and also pointing them to his many lies, they did not reply. And I also think it's possible that, likely, that Chase has worked with people in the military for private coaching, personal coaching. So, for example, somebody, you know, a former Navy SEAL sees Chase on the behavior panel, sees that he's some sort of expert, approaches him for coaching. This would then allow Chase to say things like, I've trained Navy SEALs and this kind of thing. It gives the impression that it was related to his military time. But this is all just to say, Chase has become popular in the last few years. Things actually come up now when you Google his name, unlike in the many years prior. He's got SEO value. His recent upswing in fame means he can present a surface-level case of being legitimate, that he has, he does have clients, he's done trainings, he has reviews. But he will use ambiguous and vague language to obscure that such things, you know, have nothing to do with his military service. You know, another way to put this is that I would bet a large sum of money that Chase has never done anything impressive in terms of large-scale training on psychological stuff, on psyops, on brainwashing, on interrogation, on anything related to those things for any major government department or office as part of his, in general. As I think any serious department would vet him, I'd be curious. The one thing I was able to find was this National Maritime Law Enforcement Academy. But, you know, smaller organizations, departments might have interacted with him. It's part of my point. But, I'm getting to the point that there's just nothing he did as part of his military career that was related to that stuff. This is what people who know Chase personally and who have worked with him have told me, and it's what seems to be the explanation based on perusing the online evidence and Chase's many clear lies about his past. So all these things are what allow Chase to present a case, but you know, the key is in the ambiguous language. If you watch these kind of interviews with Chase, you'll notice when people ask him these very direct questions, he'll use very ambiguous language, vague language. He won't tell you specific departments. He won't tell you, you know, specific details about who he worked for. And that's all very purposeful. But the nature of the fact that it's supposed to be kind of military and top secret-ish gives him also the excuse to be like, well, maybe I can't talk specifically about it. But then that opens up the question, you know, which an actual PSYOP military guy who contacted me about Chase, and we were talking about his bullshit. He was saying, you know, obviously if these things were that Chase claims he's teaching to civilians were so top secret and amazing, it wouldn't be that easy for him to share them with you. So that's another red flag when somebody's telling you these amazing things that I helped develop for the military and did all these amazing trainings with. I'm just, you know, would the military just let people go out and share all this amazing, mind-blowing influence kind of stuff with people, no problem? You know, that's kind of the other, there's so many red flags on these things. But anyway, getting back to the main points, Chase has had many podcast interviews, but he doesn't even have a Wikipedia. And he wouldn't even be able to have a Wikipedia because it would just be references to podcast interviews. Having a Wikipedia would actually be the last thing Chase wants. And actually, as I was thinking about this, if anyone watching this wants to create a Wikipedia for this guy and reference my work, I think you'd actually be doing the world a service. You'd be helping people out because that would be one way they could learn about all these major deceptions. I'm not going to watch more of the Diary of a CEO video. You get the idea. Once you understand that Chase has no compunction lying about all sorts of things and exaggerating and using vague language and just regurgitating, you know, stuff that anybody could read on Wikipedia, a lot of it is just that. Let's watch a couple clips from this Patrick Bet David podcast, a.k.a. the PPD podcast. This is a podcast that is very popular that I'd never heard of. Note the paranoid title, The Government Manipulates You. Chase Hughes uncovers CIA tactics and PSYOP's truths. This video has right now more than 350,000 views, but this is just one of many videos this podcast has released on Chase, and this is just one platform on YouTube. This podcast releases a slew of shorter clips on specific topics for their guests. So they're really doing their best to promote Chase. This one other clip of theirs has 1.2 million views about how Chase can tell you how to read psychopaths instantly. Again, this Patrick Bet David stuff only released a week ago. So, you know, a big promoter of Patrick Bet Davis is just a huge promoter of Chase Hughes, let the record show. But yeah, the title of this one and the framing of it, you know, look at the... the description of Patrick's video reads, Chase Hughes, a world-renowned expert in behavior profiling and military intelligence. Again, no evidence for that other than claiming to be so and getting other people to believe it so. All these podcast interviews with Chase Hughes say something different. It's like a constantly shifting game of telephone and exaggeration. But this title, though, I think this really helps explain why people keep having Chase Hughes on. Words like PSYOPs and government and manipulate and interrogation and CIA and brainwashing and psychopath. These kinds of words and concepts are exciting. People love drama. They love dirty, underhanded deeds. They love exciting psychological tactics. They love conspiracy-minded thinking. These things get clicks, and the algorithm, especially on YouTube, I think, treats these things very nicely. I think this is one partial part of the puzzle for why people like Stephen Bartlett and Patrick Bet David have some incentives to not really ask questions about people like Chase. Chase is selling something exciting, something that will get clicks. He's been on other shows. there's just an insatiable demand for constant content that will get clicks. And I think this is part of the problem of the media system at large, how it can lead to deranging and dividing us. There's just so much space to fill with all these many internet channels and bandwidth to fill. So, you know, what kind of half-baked sensationalist emotional bullshit are we going to put out there to get eyeballs? And I think that basic tendency plays out in all sorts of ways, you know, from the more deceptive and irresponsible to, you know, the more responsible and credible versions where they're just leaning more into sensational and kind of divisive ways of framing stuff that could otherwise be framed less sensationally and less divisively. So let's watch a little bit of this Patrick Bet David thing. I've only watched the first minute, so I'll be watching it fresh after like the first minute.
We're always involved in psyops, all the time. MKUltra was the beginning of a psychological arms race.
What do we not know about CIA and their capabilities?
Number one, it's the most magnetic human trait.
So just really starting out with a bang there. We're always involved in psyops all the time. MKUltra was the beginning of a psychological arms race. Just really leading with the highest bullshit stuff. Again, what I'm trying to tell you is that Chase is in no position to tell you about psyops. He's in no position to know if the government is using psyops or not. He will just imply that he has that experience. I've actually been trying to find someone to come onto the show who has actual knowledge of psyops and MKUltra stuff. I've been in contact with people who've worked in those areas privately who know Chase, who's full of shit on these things, but it's just a matter of them not having the bandwidth or not wanting to get involved in the drama right now. Not, and needing to read up on it more. But just to say, there's a reason you won't find people with actual military intelligence and psyops type credentials talking the way Chase talks. I'll talk in a little bit about the more highly paranoid views about psyops that Chase promotes a little later.
Human trait, it draws people to you. The highest performing individuals on planet Earth are doing this.
Can you give some of the most successful psyop government has used?
Dude, this one will keep you up at night. This guy had a plan with J. Edgar Hoover to hypnotize a German submarine captain and send this guy back into his port and torpedo the entire German fleet. The average person can be talked into murder in about an hour.
He says genetics loads the gun, personality and psychology aim, experience pulls the trigger.
That's the most beautiful way I've ever heard it described. Everyone who's at the very, very top of the top does this.
Tell me more. It's not every day we have a guest on that trains intelligence agency. So think about DIA or CIA. That's what our guest today, Chase Hughes, does.
And you haven't yet done it.
Doesn't matter. It was so interesting talking to him. Of course, I had him react to Diddy's interview on Breakfast Club when he was asked if he killed Tupac. And he breaks down his body language. Yes, did we have him react to the envelope that was given to President Bush, to Obama's, to Clinton's, to see? Yes, he reacted to it. However, what if I told you he's going to break down by where you have a lot of wrinkles on to say if you smile a lot, if you're curious a lot, and if you're a psychopath, purely based on the wrinkles on your face. So you may not want to watch this because you may watch this and you may have a big argument with your husband. You can say, babe, according to this guy, you may be a psychopath or you don't smile enough. We broke down a lot of different things as we're going through it.
Yeah, that kind of gets into why some of this behavior bullshit that Chase and others in this space, the stuff that they spread, why it can be so bad in real world terms. I mean, you see, if you go into these fan spaces, like I see so many people using half-baked and ambiguous concepts that they've learned on the behavior panel and other places to make just really bad, stupid reads of people. For example, when I looked at the behavior panel fan group on Facebook, it was full of these fans hating on various celebrities and politicians based on some random, ambiguous, and, you know, in my opinion, meaningless piece of behavior. But that's what all this bullshit information about behavior and psychology does. The high confidence kind of bullshit that Chase peddles in results in many people believing, oh, I can do that, and believing that they can take minor, meaningless, high variance behaviors and use those to reach firm deductions. So people are just using bad information and noise to bolster their prejudices and biases while thinking they're doing something smart. It just lends to kind of bullshit ways and biased ways of navigating the world. So, you know, as a basic heads up, when you see people claiming that they can teach you to do anything quickly and easily that sounds impressive, whether it's reading signs of a psychopath or whatever it is, making money easily, your alarm bells should really ring. They're appealing to your desire to, you know, learn amazing, impressive things and gain advantages on people or possess secret knowledge. It's just a sign that you should be careful.
Different things as we're going through it. I asked him a question. One of the things he helps is helping executives hire C-suite executives that are part of multi-billion dollar companies. And he broke down the one question he asks before he hires them to identify if people are good people to hire or not. And when he helps with lawyers, and they're interviewing jurors, he said, to know whether we keep certain jurors or not, there's one question we ask. This guy's a body psycho, you know, body language specialist. He breaks down psyops with what's going on with.
He does everything. Yeah, he does it all. Regarding Chase being a jury consultant, is he a jury consultant? He's been claiming he was a recognized jury consultant since at least 2014 on that website I showed you. I actually know a pretty well-known jury consultant, and I sent them a message asking what they thought about Chase's claims. They wrote me back, "That's bizarre. I've never heard of the guy. There's no state licensing or regulatory body for trial consultants. Anyone can call themselves one. I guess the only way to debunk it would be to ask what cases he's worked on and then check with the lawyers who handled the matter. He definitely is not, quote, well respected in the field. The American Society of Trial Consultants is the biggest professional organization for our field, and anyone is involved. I don't see that he's a member." Again, the point is to stay skeptical, folks. Anyone can claim to be anything for the most part. Often, if they claim it long enough, people will start to believe it. If you've hired Chase Hughes as a jury consultant, you may be entitled to compensation. Contact the law offices of Zachary Elwood. I've been a respected prosecutor since 2012, and the amazing thing is that I've never lost a case. Not many people can say that.
Jones today, or Luigi Mangione, or the Cybertruck, he breaks it down in a way where you're going to look at psyops in a very, very different way. Would that be?
Yeah, the wrong way.
With that being said, something tells me you're really going to enjoy the sit down with Chase Hughes. 30 seconds. Did you ever think you would make it? I feel I'm supposed to. How you doing?
Good, man.
It's good to have you on. Yeah, I was telling you 6 weeks ago, I watched this video of yours about the drones and all this stuff, and hey, how to identify PSYOP and. I'm sitting there watching this. I'm like, this is great. And I talked about it on the podcast exactly the way that you broke it down and then looked into your background. Obviously, I've seen you. You've done a lot of great work over the years. And I said, I'd love to have this guy on to get a different angle on what's going on. 20-year vet, Navy.
Yeah, so Patrick Bet-Davis apparently just watched that really bad video of Chase's promoting paranoia about the New Jersey drones being a PSYOP, which I made a video of examining why it was bad and illogical. Seems like Patrick Bet-David just really embraced this, which I think, not to get political again, that's not my goal with this, but I think some of this stuff appeals to kind of like anti-government fears and paranoia and such. Yeah, so I think there's some tie-in. And like when you're prone to believing things like that, you can be prone to being a little bit too gullible when you see stuff that aligns with your existing fears and stances and such. And that's not political. That's across the political spectrum. I see that a lot. I talk about that in my work on political polarization because it's kind of a self-reinforcing cycle. You know, paranoia and pessimism lead to more dislike leads to more pessimism and paranoia and so on and so on.
You worked on a spy mission with a boat that you said was 85 feet. I'm curious to get into that and a few other stories that you have, especially with all the craziness that we got going on.
He worked on a boat that was 85 feet something. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave off that. I mean, it's just going to be more of the same bullshit that I've examined in other videos and previously. But yeah, one interesting thing interesting aside maybe. So I was reaching out to, I was looking at early examples of Chase succeeding in getting on podcasts when he was still pretty unknown a few years ago. So basically, these were the early podcasts that Chase could then parlay, use as increasing his perceptions that he was an expert. There was a podcast called Tactical Behavioral Science, hosted by a guy named Stephen Kuhn. And this was just an early example, someone just trusting that Chase was who he says he was. So I'm going to read the description for that video, which came from January to 2020. The leading military and intelligence behavior expert with 20 years of creating the most advanced behavior skills courses and tactics available worldwide, Chase Hughes is a leading behavior expert in the United States and the number one best-selling author of two books on tactical behavior skills. He is the author of the worldwide number one best-selling book on advanced persuasion, influence, and behavior profiling. Chase teaches elite groups, government agencies, and police in behavior science skills, including behavior profiling, nonverbal analysis, deception, detection, interrogation, and advanced behavioral investigation. His tactical behavior science course is a critical life-saving course designed for law enforcement, and his human tradecraft course is specifically designed for intelligence operations personnel who depend heavily on serious human behavior skills. Chase developed the groundbreaking World First Interrogation Behavior Analysis Tool, and the TFCA cycle that revolutionized law enforcement training in the U.S. Doing all this while being completely invisible online. Sorry. He is also the creator of the Pre-Violence Indicators Index, designed to alert personnel to pre-attack behaviors and save lives. So yeah, when I emailed Stephen Kuhn about this and showed him my findings about Chase's many lies, he wrote me back the following. I met Chase while he was in the military. I advised him on marketing and getting himself out there. And he attributed his Entrepreneur magazine cover to my advisory. I never met him personally and did all of our sessions on Zoom. I took his word at face value and cannot confirm nor refute any claims. But I think this is an interesting example of, like, you would think this guy who runs a tactical behavioral science podcast would do a little bit more vetting, but he apparently just took literally word for word what Chase told him and used that as his description. Like, there, as he says himself, he took his words at face value, which, you know, gets into the interesting thing about this. Like, why wouldn't you? I mean, I do vetting for my tiny podcast, like, much more than these guys are doing. And these guys are apparently doing stuff that, you know, is apparently very serious. Like, I think this kind of helps solve these the mystery here. Because once you get enough of these kind of podcasts, you're able to get people like Diary of a CEO and Patrick Bet David and so on. And even get on the, work with the behavior panel. They're more likely to work with you and ask fewer questions, basically. But I think that his email also opened up another interesting thing. What Entrepreneur magazine cover was he talking about in that email? So this was a reference to a program that Entrepreneur magazine once had called Oracles, where they would write things that seemed like real articles, but that were paid and promotional in nature. So this is Chase's from 2019 with the headline, Behavior Science Expert Chase Hughes Trains Real World Jason Bournes on How to Negotiate, Interrogate, and Read People for Extreme Persuasion. Again, this is a promotional thing, so Chase wrote this, or they worked with Chase or something. I think Entrepreneur Magazine actually ended this program, and maybe it was because it seemed so sketchy. But then, yeah, this was just one of the many things that Chase did to make it seem at a quick glance that he had legitimate and impressive credentials. I go into more detail about some of those things in the first video. There's just plenty of these pay-to-be-featured type websites, basically. And then in 2019, also, Chase had posted this image to his Facebook that looks like a Entrepreneur magazine cover, which I think is what Stephen Kuhn was referring to. It's not clear if that was a graphic that Entrepreneur made or something Chase made, but long story short, there is no Entrepreneur magazine cover story with Chase Hughes. It was never that thing was never in their magazine. It was just a promotional thing that was on their site, apparently, is my understanding of how that worked, that people can then use to promote themselves. And then you can see Chase sharing that on Facebook, saying the unfair advantage, behavior science meets business. But yeah, I'd be kind of curious. Maybe that's just a promotional thing that they provided to people to make it seem like they may have been on the cover or something, or in the actual magazine. I don't know. Interesting choice if it was that by an Entrepreneur. It's even more interesting if Chase mocked that up himself. But I think this gets to the heart of this stuff. People are just really trusting. The psychology researcher Tim Levine has a theory called truth default theory, and he works on deception and how people fall for deception. We just assume people are telling the truth for the most part. And actually, in most cases, that's a pretty good approach. It does actually make sense. There's a reason why we do that. That strategy fails when we run into people like Chase, who will tell so many lies, and it becomes a problem when our reasons to doubt them are not triggered. Like, we trust that a big podcast like Diary of a CEO would do some vetting. We trust that they wouldn't have on a serial liar onto their show. I actually interviewed Tim about these ideas a few years ago, and it was one of the more interesting and practically useful episodes I think I've done. It gets into the difficulties and hardships about trying to use behavior to detect deception and why that's actually much harder than people like Chase and the behavior panel would have you believe. If you're interested in deception and behavior, I think you'd like that episode. You owe it to yourself to listen to that or to otherwise consume such ideas that are on the more skeptical side. About getting back to Patrick Beck David's video and the conspiracy-minded approach to, you know, the government is manipulating you. This was aligning with the thing that Chase did recently. You know, he was promoting that video of his about the New Jersey drones maybe being a government psyop, and that the government might be regularly fucking with us for some mysterious, creepy purposes. His video on that topic, the drone one, has gotten almost 3 million views on YouTube at this point. And in that video, just as he did on Patrick Bet David's video, he's using his pretend credentials to drum up fear. He will reference all sorts of things from the past to create this fear. He references old silly, creepy plots hatched by people during MK Ultra times, covert op ideas that had really reached a peak of absurdity in the highly emotional post-World War II Cold War times. Never mind that those things are way in the past and don't seem to have any bearing on anything recently. The point is just to create a perception that these things could be real. And never mind that Chase will not be able to point to anything recently that would remotely resemble something like the government trying to deceive its citizens about UFOs or creepy drones in such a way. But this is part of Chase's brand to make you think that extremely crazy and creepy and dark things are happening all around us. Because if you will believe that, his claims about all the amazing and dark and weird things that he's allegedly done will seem more credible to you. It just creates a magical, creepy world where, you know, he might be able to persuade beautiful women to become deadly psychological weapons, as he has said, and convince people to kill in not very long time, and all these kinds of silly things he's said. I'd say also, you know, if you doubt me, if you think like, hey, maybe there are really creepy things going on, like, you know, I just suggest that you, my only goal is to get you to be more skeptical about Chase's claims. It's not to say that creepy things or weird things haven't happened or could, that they couldn't happen. I'm just trying to promote some more rational and skeptical approaches to such things. And if you're interested in that specifically, because Chase talks often about the MK Ultra things as a way to bolster his credibility about all the creepy things going on. So if you want to learn more about that, read a respected book. There's so much bullshit out there. Read a respected book by somebody who has done legitimate research on this. This is called The Search for the Manchurian Candidate. Highly respected book that goes into the nuance and what was actually done. And, you know, you just find a lot of it was just kind of silly and stupid, but they were just like looking for any advantage they could get on Russia at the time, which makes sense. You know, they were trying to break new ground in the same way they were trying to do the space race. And I think they mostly found, and my understanding is, those things don't yield much fruit. But yeah, check out the book if you're curious about that, and you should be more likely to read stuff like that than listen to Chase Hughes talk about how this ties into, you know, New Jersey drones being a psyop or whatever. So again, my goal is to get you to be more skeptical, which I think is for your own mental well-being, and because these things can really distort your view of the world. If you'd like to read something I wrote for my book on political polarization on the topic of conspiracy theories and how unlikely big hidden plots are, check out that at american-anger.com/conspiracy theories. I think it's an important thing to be skeptical about such things and to view them with more nuance, because there just are so many paranoid and overly pessimistic narratives on the left and right across the political spectrum. And these things can amplify our fears of each other and hatred of each other in ways that are completely unreasonable, and can really make all these things worse. Too many people are just way too paranoid these days about way too many things. You owe it to yourself to question if you're falling prey to overly pessimistic and paranoid thinking. You're the only one who can inquire about such things. You're the only one who can reach the conclusions you reach. I'm just proposing that it's good to ask if you're maybe letting your biases and fears and things you think are true influence what you believe, which then feeds back into support the things you already believe in a self-reinforcing cycle. Just try to apply Occam's razor. Often the simplest explanations will make the most sense and will be sufficient to explain things. If you don't have good reason to believe something, don't believe it, even if you think it could be true, or even if you think that makes so much sense that it would be true. So many people are using their various angers and suspicions of all sorts to justify believing in all sorts of things. I'm only suggesting that your emotions and your fears can make you prone to believing bullshit, and even believing stuff that's going to be self-destructive to you and to your relationships and your ability to succeed in the world. The lower your bar gets for believing and indulging and sharing such information and beliefs, the worse off you'll be. And I'm just talking for your own sake in the world. I'm just trying to help you and to try to work against the people like Chase Hughes who want to indulge your temptation to filter for pessimistic and dark and paranoid interpretations. Again, Chase Hughes is not an expert. You should not listen to him. A common objection I get from Chase Hughes fans who write me goes basically like this. I've learned so much from Chase. He shares such good information. If you'd like a longer rebuttal to that, check out my video about Chase Hughes and neurolinguistic programming. It goes into more detail about why so many people will leave good reviews for Chase and other people, despite them sharing bad information and being exploitative. But long story short, yes, Chase shares some good information. Anyone can read Wikipedia and share some interesting tidbits. Chase talks about the Milgram experiment in that talk with Patrick Bet-David, for example. But the things he shared, anyone could share after reading a bit about that experiment. And I think Chase actually exaggerates and speaks in very unnuanced ways about what that experiment showed. And there's many criticisms about that experiment and alternative interpretations, even when that experiment has been replicated in some ways. But another way to put this is, if Charles Manson hosted a podcast, we could learn a lot from him. please don't take that last sentence out of context, by the way. What I'm trying to say is that learning stuff from people is a really low bar. The much more important question is what completely bad and misleading and even harmful information might you be consuming from that person along with some of the good information? Will you be able to spot the bad information and tell where the good information ends and the bad, harmful information begins? For someone like Chase, who has told so many lies and done so many unethical things, the important question is, why would you even want to listen to someone like that? Go read a respected resource. Even just read Wikipedia. The standards for truth are clearly much higher on Wikipedia than they are in Chase's brain. The other important question is, will you be able to resist the exploitation when it comes? Will you be able to spot the exploitation? When Charles Manson is teaching you about MKUltra, and you're learning a lot, and he says, well, sign up for my free course to learn a little more, will you be able to resist entering the funnel? Will you know when the funnel gets weird and dangerous? Or maybe just very expensive? No matter how educational Charles Manson's podcast may be, there's a chance he may have an ulterior motive. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying Chase Hughes is like Charles Manson. I don't know if anyone in his inner circle that Chase has instructed to kill, for one thing. I'm just making a general point that learning stuff is a completely trivial and low bar. I'm saying that it's important to have a sense that where you get your information from is at least trying to respect you and respect the truth. Everyone makes mistakes and everyone is biased, but few people tell massive lies about their experiences and credentials. So those are the important questions. Another objection I get from Chase Hughes fans or people who really want to believe his psyops claims because it aligns with their fears and views, those people will tell me, who are you? What's your credentials? Why should I listen to you? And I tell them my credentials are not important at all. I'm not the one making extraordinary claims about my expertise and about what's going on in the world. I'm just the one trying to show you why you need to ask more questions and be more skeptical. I'm the one doing some very basic research that pretty much anyone could do to show you why you shouldn't trust Chase Hughes and why you should in general avoid trusting people who make extraordinary, amazing claims. I'm just the one arguing for more skepticism and doubt. My credentials are not important. If I've gotten you to be a little bit more skeptical about smooth-talking people who make exceptional claims, people like Chase, if I've gotten you to think a little bit more about those things, I think I've done you a service, regardless if you agree with all my takes or stances or not. All I'm trying to do is get people to be more skeptical about stuff online and in general. All right, good luck out there. If Joe Rogan or Oprah Winfrey or the Today Show interviews Chase Hughes, I guess I'll make another one of these, but hopefully Chase has hit the peak of his scam curve and it starts trending a little downhill from here on out. This has been the People Who Read People podcast with me, Zach Elwood. Thanks for listening. Music by Small Skies.